Let's talk about the weather. And as I introduce our good friend Pat Pagano, I'm going to say this. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, on Sunday evening and on Monday morning, I scanned the three local TV stations. They all said we weren't going to see any sun, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, blah, 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 blah. And our Pat Pagano put the forecast out and said, yeah, we'll have some clouds, but the sun will break through. And it did. And it was that type of day. So, Pat, congratulations. Right on the mark here yesterday.
Thank you. Some places got some pretty heavy thunderstorms. Yeah. Other places got very little.
Yeah, so we missed them again. We missed them.
Yeah, we missed them too.
Yeah, so. But, you know, we didn't miss them by much because the umbrella in one of my stands like yesterday took off like a rocket with the wind gust.
And yeah, well, I know Poughkeepsie had some pretty heavy storms.
So we must have been there must have been a storm fairly close to have a wind gust that once again, I tried to go out there and bring it, but with my knees and stuff, I just couldn't do it. So my friend's going to bring it in today, but it took off like a rocket, straight up. It looked like a...
Yeah.
Looked like
New York City had 1 inch of rain in 30 minutes.
Man.
In New York City. So, you know, this is how it happens. They are always very localized. And today you don't have to worry about any rain. Not nearly as hot or humid. Sunshine, middle 80s. There'll be a few fair weather clouds around. Tonight, clear, 60, partly sunny. On Wednesday, middle 80s. Hazy and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm perking up on Thursday because we'll be near 90. Hazy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Friday, I said low 90s. The front moves a little bit quicker. It could be 10 degrees cooler than that if the front moves quicker. But right now, we'll say anywhere. Let's say the temperatures could range anywhere from the middle 80s to around 90 on Friday. The weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, less humid. Like today, about 85. And Sunday, we'll get hazy and more humid. 85 to 90, and there could be some thunderstorms later Sunday or Sunday night. So we go back into that pattern for late week. We get these small breaks, but look at it this way. If you were down in the South, if you were in Alabama, if you were in Texas, you wouldn't be getting any of these breaks because cold fronts just don't go that far south at this time of the year. So a little break here and there of a day or two, we'll take it. Marshall stirred my interest yesterday, uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen, when he told me that he looked at Jurassic Park World. And I said, you know what? This was late yesterday afternoon. I said, let me see if I can get it. And I was able to get it, and I watched it. And I have to agree with you. In no way, shape, or form could it even come close to one or two. In fact, I thought the plot was pretty stupid. There's a lot of chasing scenes, but there always is, you know. And if they're not on a motorcycle, they're in a car, you know, and the dinosaurs are chasing them. I love the animation. I love seeing the dinosaurs and the whole bit. That does, intrigue me all the time. But as far as it goes, again, I thought the plot was very, very weak. And at times the movie was very boring. So you're right, Marshall. I would not give that. On a 1 to 5, I'd give it a 3. And I'd give it a 3 only because of the special effects with the dinosaurs.
Well, that's the thing. You know, bing, boom, bam, lots of explosions, animals attacking by air, by land, by sea.
Right.
I mean, they were all there. But the basic idea of the movie could have really been developed that, okay, you know, we brought these beings back into the world, and now we have to learn to coexist. I mean, it could have been done a lot better. Because the basic premise, now that, you know, the door has been opened and the horses are out of the barn or the dinosaurs are out of the jungle, it could have been developed into something a little bit different. And you could have still had all the excitement of dinosaurs and stuff like that. And the ending, well, it showed that, you know, mankind has now got to live coexist with the dinosaurs. It just didn't carry it through. Okay, they got the ball on the 1 yard line, and they fumbled.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. That's a good analogy. I mean, the thing is like when you think about other movies, like Frankenstein, The Mummy, you know, and things like that, The Invisible Man, you say to yourself, yeah, you know, it's pretty good, it's cool. We all know that that stuff doesn't exist. But dinosaurs did. So the fact is that the movie is dealing with reality, but fails to take that reality and bring it to the screen in a scary motion. I mean, there were very few times that I was scared in that movie. Unlike Jurassic Park 1.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that 10-minute scene when they were in the tram?
I remember.
And you hear the vibration and the water glass shaking as the T-Rex approaches. Do you remember how scary that was?
The scariest part for me in that movie was right when that scene was happening, when they were parked there and they were going to feed the dinosaur. And what, the goat or lamb was up. And then all of a sudden you saw the shaking and stuff like that. That brought an inner fear out about what's coming. Yeah, that's exactly right. It was this didn't have that. This did not have the buildup of fear. It just had everything right there in front of you. It just happened. Boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple of times, you know, when you saw them up on that ramp and the T-Rex gets real close to them and you see the mouth, you know, get very, very close to them. But still, it didn't have what the buildup. Like, you know, it failed in a lot of ways, but...
But
it made money.
Yeah,
you know there's going to be more.
Yeah. What did you think of Campbell Scott as the evil rich guy? I thought he was great at that. He looked like a wealthy person being evil. I thought he was great in that movie.
I thought he was perfect.
Yeah.
And I knew he was going to get it.
Yep. Oh, well, yeah.
I just didn't know how he was going to get it, but I knew he was going to get it.
Well, that was the one part where he had the can that the first guy had that got spit on and killed by those dinosaurs in the first movie.
Right.
And then the way they tied it in, that he had that can and the same dinosaurs got him.
Right. Right. You know, you kind of wondered, though, Marshall, could they ever bring back dinosaurs?
Well, the great thing about science fiction is everybody laughed at Jules Verne and Forbidden Planet and where the rockets went up and then they came back down backwards and landed.
Yeah.
And look what Elon Musk has done.
Yeah.
The rockets go straight up and they come back down and they land like in the science fiction movies. You know what? I don't put anything out of the realm of possibility. I just don't.
Yep, I don't think you and I will be around to shake hands with a T-Rex, but it could happen down the road.
I don't put anything. I think that people that write successful science fiction just have some sort of connection that's very special, mental connection to something. Because I don't put anything out of bounds now when you take a look back at what people used to laugh at in space movies. You know, you're not laughing now because Elon Musk is doing it all. Well, anyway, I'm glad that you watched it, and it was nice that it was available, and you and I agree on it.
Yeah, and it was nice I didn't have to pay $15 for it.
No, that's right. All right, let's recap the forecast.
So it's sunny and not nearly as hot and humid today, middle 80s. Mid-80s, partly sunny Wednesday. Look for a chance of thunderstorms later Thursday and Friday, and then less humid again over the weekend.
All right, Pat, I will check with you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.